Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, TechFinder. That's Finder with a Y.
Two stories across the papers here at home today, the broadsheets and the tabloids. The election, election 2020, as I just mentioned there a few moments ago, and also the discovery of body parts in Dublin on Monday night. Just on that, first of all, and a warning in advance, some listeners may find the following details distressing. A quick look just at the headlines first in that this morning. The Star leads with a lured to death. The Mirror goes with body in bag, horror fears for missing teen. Barbaric is the Sun's headline, and sick and depraved, says the Herald this morning. The Irish Independent and the Irish Times tell us today that human limbs found in a black bin liner on a North Dublin housing estate are those of a 17-year-old teenager who hasn't been seen or heard from since Sunday. That's according to Garda Fears in the front of the Irish Times today. Garda last night searching for body parts of the victim that were discovered in a really gruesome find in the Moatview area of Coolock on Monday night, and a massive search operation also continuing as well last night. There's lots on that story, including lots of details in relation to the actual search operation that's underway by the Gardaí, and organised crime as well, right across all of the papers here at home this morning. The other story though dominating today, it's the story you're going to be hearing about for the next couple of weeks, and that's the election. The Irish Independent leading today with Varadkar gambles on first Saturday election in century. The Irish Times leading with Varadkar seeks fresh mandate as opposition targets health and housing. And the Examiner goes today with an election face-off, a photograph of Leo Varadkar and Micheál Martin side by side, declaring that now was the best time for the country to choose its next government. Yesterday, Taoiseach Leo Varadkar ended months of speculation yesterday morning and called, of course, the general election. It's going to happen on Saturday, the 8th of February. It's the first Saturday polling day in more than a century. And Leo Varadkar appealed for an extension to Fine Gael's mandate, promised to use the economic recovery for health, housing and climate, etc. Opposition leaders, though, immediately sought to draw the campaign battle lines on issues over things like health and housing. That's something we're going to be discussing here in about 10 minutes time on the programme today. We want to know, what are the key election issues for you? You can let us know this morning, 53106, at a cost of 30 cent. Inside the Irish Independent today, page 6 of the paper. They tell us the top 6 issues as they see them this morning. Economy, housing, health, costs, Brexit and also personalities. And there's lots of analysis about why the election's going to take place on a Saturday for the first time in a century as well, right across all of the papers here at home this morning. To some of the other stories though that you'll be talking about today, the NCT test, it's in all of the papers, The Examiner, The Independent and The Irish Times. More than 92,000 cars found to be dangerously defective. One in every 15 cars out there submitted for the National Car Test, the NCT, last year was found to be dangerously defective and unsafe to be driven on public roads. This is according to figures from the Road Safety Authority. They show more than 92,000 cars examined at the test centre in 2019 were found to be in an unroadworthy condition. 92,500 classified as fail dangerous. That represents just over 6.5% of the 1.4 million cars that were tested at the 47 test centres nationwide in 2019. Although the vast majority, though, subsequently obtained an NCT, 2,700 cars were still found to be dangerously defective following a retest. And according to the RSA, tyres in poor condition and problems with your brakes are the main reasons why cars are deemed dangerous to drive on the country's roads. And an RSA spokesperson, also quoted in the Irish Independent this morning, said the large number of cars being classified as fail dangerous wasn't surprising. There's more in that story, as I mentioned, in all of the papers here at home today. Also, another interesting story that caught my eye, page 24 of the Irish Independent this morning. Children who watch screens in the morning struggle with speech. Young kids left to watch television or computer or tablet, iPad screens during the morning time are now three times more likely to suffer speech or learning difficulties and often actually show disturbed behaviour. This is according to new French research. This study released by the French Public Health Authority yesterday said that children were likely to become agitated from watching televisions, tablets or mobiles, particularly in the morning time, and they tended to remain disturbed then for the rest of the day. Passive screen watching can make them more prone to things like attacking other children at school, according to University of the René study. It looked at 276 children aged 3 to 6 and it concluded that speech or language disorders were three times more likely in children left to watch screens in the morning. The risk was six times higher if the children didn't talk with their parents about what they had watched as well, that being a key element of this particular research. More in the Irish Independent. Really interesting story that caught my eye on the front of the Telegraph in the UK this morning. Pub banter and social media posts can be sexual harassment. The Equality Watchdog is warning bosses. This is businesses are being told that they must train their staff that pub banter and social media posts can amount to sexual harassment. This is the Equality Watchdog in the UK has warned in a letter to all major firms. The chair of the Equality and Human Rights Commission, Rebecca Hilsernath, has written to more than 400 employers warning them that they need to step up action against bad behaviour as new guidance is published and tackling sexual harassment. And in taking the unusual step of contacting the CEOs directly, the chair of the Health and or the chair of the Equality and Human Rights Commission also noted what she described as recent high profile cases have shone an important light on the continued harassment many women face in the workplace and showed that we still need to do more to try and modernise working cultures. And the letter that's been seen by the Telegraph points to things like new technical guidance, while the watchdog expects will become much more statutory guidance as well that'll be forcible in enforceable by law into the future. We want to know, what do you think? Should companies here follow this warning? Should they do the same? Should they be warning staff that so-called pub banter can be sexual harassment? You can let us know on 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. To some of the other stories though that you'll be hearing about this morning, the Irish Times today, page 8 of the paper, a huge rise in reports of online child abuse images. This is the online sharing of child abuse imagery, known in the legislation as child pornography, is skyrocketing with a 174% increase in reports between 2017 and 2018. And according to the latest report from hotline.ie, which is an online reporting tool funded by the Irish internet industry and overseen by the Department of Justice, there was a record 12,100 reports of allegedly illegal content in 2018, up from 7,500 back in 2017. To some of the other stories you'll be hearing about this morning as well, the Irish Independent: banks want legal changes to deal with separated couples in mortgage arrears. This is a new analysis out this morning as well, looking at banks now having called for legislative changes to allow them to better deal with mortgage holders who are separated. 1 in 10 of those behind on their home loan payments are couples who've split up, and are also, these are among the most difficult arrears cases to resolve. And according to the Banking and Payment Federation of Ireland, they're now calling for new laws that would allow a court to impose a debt resolution on a non-cooperating borrower who's part of a couple. It also warns that a change in legislation to allow banks to pursue a borrower who will not sign up to a debt deal when the partner has reached a deal with the bank. And there's more analysis of how that might impact people, page 12 of the Irish Independent this morning. A couple of other interesting stories in the Irish Examiner today. More work needed for local authorities, for the county councils to go green. The paper tells us that just 12 of Ireland's 31 local authorities have developed a tree management policy, and just 14 reported that they measure water use in local authority buildings. Less than half of the local authorities across the country use electric or hybrid vehicles as part of their fleet and day-to-day operations. And also, despite transport accounting for 20% of the country's greenhouse gas emissions, this report has provided the first national picture of local authority climate actions, and it was carried out by the local government management agency, the LGMA, of course a state agency. And there's more on that story, page 2 of the Irish Examiner this morning. There's a couple of other interesting stories though in the papers and online today. In the Irish Independent, page 16, can't buy love, but can have a healthier life. The Irish Independent tells us that being wealthy can add 8 to 9 years to a healthy lifespan. This research found that those who are the richest live many more years free from disability than those who are the poorest. And it's published in the journal in a journal today. Experts analysed data from more than 25,000 people aged 50 years of age and over. And they found that there were no major differences when it came to life expectancy. But the wealth played a huge role in how many years people would be free from disability. At age 50, the wealthiest men lived around an extra 31 years in good health by comparison with around 22 to 23 years in the poorer grouping. And women from the wealthiest groups lived around an extra 33 years in good health by comparison to 24 to 25 years. Evoke.ie this morning, the online website, tells us that playfully mocking your partner actually makes your relationship that bit stronger. Who would have thought that kids, you know, actually playing around and calling names in the playground might be something that could be good for relationships in the long term. According to this study today, it shows that rather than kind of showering each other in adoration 24/7, actually a little bit of teasing can help you improve your relationship. Roasting your partner, they tell us, on a daily basis is said to make your relationship stronger. This is according to research at the Alapachian State University. Couples who do so are said to have a longer and happier relationship. And we'll just take one final story for this morning in the Times UK today. Wait until you hear this. Pet Sounds. It's a podcast to help lonely dogs relax. What do your dogs do when the owners are out of the house? Well, listen to podcast. This is the world's biggest audio streaming company, has launched a 5-hour oral experience to keep the pooches company when they're left home alone. The series is titled My Dog's Favourite Podcast, and it includes messages of reassurance recorded by two British actors called The Midwife and also from The Office as well. Those are the stories making the headlines this Wednesday morning.
Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Connect directly to IT contractors globally on the only dedicated subscription-based platform, Tech Finder. That's Finder with a Y.